Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Stop dropshipping from China. Like we get the allure of dropshipping. You can start for very little. You don't need to warehouse products. You can really take on very little risk to get started, but you're doing it the wrong way. If you've heard it on TikTok, which is something we hear a lot, or if you just stumbled into dropshipping, you've likely been told, sign up for DSers or go to AliExpress, ship stuff from China, ship little trinkets. I've got one here, a little monocle here. Sign up for one of those programs, pick the next hot product, run Facebook ads. It is the wrong way to do it. And if you'll just stick with John and I for 5-10 minutes, we want to explain to you a better way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't believe this still comes up, but we still hear all the time. People, I heard about dropshipping and I'm giving this a go and doing this low ticket AliExpress or insert, you know, there's different platforms out there now that do it, that you can do it via. Different little company names, and I'm dropshipping with insert name, people say. And the next thing they say is either I can't make any sales, or I haven't made any sales, or I make some sales, but they're never profitable because I've got to run lots of ads on social media and I've got to do all this content and blah, blah, blah to create ads. And I just can't do that profitably. And there is a better way. There is a better
Truly.
Way.
Truly, I believe there is a better way. And it comes out of two things for me. And we've talked about them before on the show. Demand capture versus demand generation. And why sell cheap shit when you can sell expensive shit just as easily and make much more profit? So I want to break those down, right? So demand capture versus demand generation. I'll use my pet supplement company that I have. If I wanted to get in front of people for these low ticket products, I would need to go on Facebook and show you a limping dog or hop in front of you and say, hey, is your dog limping? Is your dog suffer from diseases I literally can't mention or I'll get sued? Buy this product. Come check out my product or come to this landing page or, you know, go buy an article on someone's site and put the 5 best glucosamines for dogs on there and conveniently put myself at the top and run traffic to that. That's demand generation. I need to get you interested in the product. Whereas John and I would recommend selling products from brands you've definitely heard of that people are already searching for and simply stepping in front of them using Google Shopping ads, using search engine optimization. There's other ways that you can grab attention nowadays as well if you want to do some of that marketing. But the easiest way to do that is simply show up when people are looking for the products that you sell. Now, I've used the other point here before to really hone in on the price point. So let's imagine we're selling this $30 product and we want to make $30,000 that month in revenue, not profit, revenue. I know most people just share the revenue numbers. You need to sell 1,000 of these to make $30,000. Whereas if I sold a sauna for $3,000, I would need to sell 10. Would you rather spend your time running Facebook ads and TikTok ads and Pinterest ads and Snapchat ads or wherever you're running ads? Heck, Twitter works good for these little junky products, if I'm honest with you. Would you rather run ads the whole time and try to sell 1,000 of these? Or would you rather step in front of someone who's already looking for a 3-person sauna from the brand you'd like to sell and sell 10 of those in a month? I can tell you one is much easier than the other. One needs less employees. One has less damages and returns. One has less overhead, less risk. And it's the same model. You're still using a method of fulfillment called dropshipping. Right. But you're building a real business that is sellable, that is scalable, that is selling products people are actually looking for, that you don't need to turn and burn when the fad's over with, because you have a real business serving real people in your country of origin. For me, that's the US. For John, it's Australia. I genuinely can't imagine somebody who heard about this method and then heard about selling real products from real brands that have real margin and didn't get genuinely excited about the lab. Are you enjoying the show? Are you getting loads of value? That's amazing. If you can do John and I one quick favor, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, leave a review. All of these things help us to reach more people, change more lives. And it's one small thing we ask of you. So again, hit that subscribe button, hit the follow button if you're on a podcast player, and leave a review if you're on iTunes or if you're on Spotify. We appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to imagine why, you know, and I think when you get into the economics of doing it as well, you know, like that stuff, the brands, the suppliers, the shorter shipping times, I mean, that's all fantastic. But then when you dig into the actual economics of doing it, and like that's where the low ticket model falls down for me the most. Yeah, selling shitty products sucks. Like, but put that aside, if you just look at on an economic perspective, and really business success largely, you know, comes down to economics first. If you have bad economics, like, you can't win. That's just the end of the story. You just can't win. It doesn't matter how fantastic your website is. It doesn't matter like how great your videos are, blah, blah, blah. If your economics are wrong, you're fucked, basically. Right. You get your economics right, then all that other stuff comes into play. And so, like, yeah, low ticket. I mean, you're selling a $30 product. You're probably at best making, you know, net $5 to $10 on that. When you take into account your ad spend, let's assume you can even get that right and get that profitable, which most people never do because it's more advanced marketing, demand creation. It's not easy and it's not cheap, actually. When you're advertising on places like Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah, blah. And I know there'll be somebody who's out there like, oh, I know this little TikTok guy who's telling me how to do organic sales on TikTok. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? That's nothing. If you want to do it at scale, you can't do that. And so, like, the economics there, okay, so I'm going to make $5 to $10 a sale. How many sales do you have to make 100,000? Like you want to grow a decent sized business. You want to do like hundreds of thousands a month in revenue. You've got to make thousands of sales. Like thousands of sales. Okay. How is that managed? You know how much customer service comes with 1,000 sales? A lot, even for low ticket stuff. Returns. Your products are crap, right? So you're going to get return requests. You're going to have to honor those, or you're going to get slapped by payment processes and all this sort of stuff. You're going to get chargebacks. You got to manage those. Like, who's doing that? If you're probably not going to want to do that for very long because it will really suck. So you got to hire people. So then your margin gets even smaller, which means you then need to sell even more to make the same amount of money. Or you could sell $5,000 products, in which case to make $100,000, you got to sell 20 products. And you're probably going to make like $500 to $1,000 profit per sale. On one of our recent episodes, you stepped out the profit that you made on a $10,000 order. I think it was like $2,500, right? So $2,500 versus, you know, if one sale versus 5 to 10, you know, like, to make the same profit, if you're making $10 per sale, you need to make hundreds of sales to equal one sale, one high ticket sale. And the amount of traffic you have to drive and all that sort of stuff to make hundreds of sales, it's a lot. And the economics just don't, for me, that it just doesn't even check out at the end of the day.
It feels very much like a lottery. Like, I imagine hearing this and go, oh, I can make X amount of dollars real fast, right? It feels very lottery ticket. It feels very meme coin. And I don't mean to shout. Look, I'm a crypto guy. You can see behind me. I've been in a long time. But, you know, maybe dog whiff hat and, you know, Pepe isn't the way to go. It's Pepe coins, by the way, the OG. But, like, it feels like that with dropshipping. Like, I'm going to hit a home run. I'm going to make a bunch of money. And we see that in our surveys we run. I need this to work tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Whereas, like, that's not how building a business works. You need to build a real – you need to put in, like, real effort. And build a real business and serve real people with real products. That's where success comes from. And so we'd love the opportunity to speak to you more. We've got hundreds of podcast episodes, hundreds of YouTube videos. If you like what you heard from this, there's plenty more where that came from if you want to dig into our portfolio stuff, or you can check out some of the links below if you want to learn more about high-ticket dropshipping. Please stop dropshipping from China. It's never going to work. You know, you're going to point to one or two cases where you swear it works. Maybe we've got hundreds of students where we can back this up. So we'd love to teach you. Come check out the rest of our catalog if it interests you.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.